Om Shanti. 7th November 2019, Thursday. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to teach you spiritual art. Through this art, you go beyond the sun and the moon to the land of peace. So Father has come to teach us spiritual art. And with this art, we go beyond the sun and the moon to that land of peace. In the world, there are many arts like art of singing, art of dancing, art of speaking, art of acting, art of painting, art of writing, art of composing poetries, art of listening, art of sleeping, art of living, art of dying, art of dying, so art of drawing, art of flattering, art of teaching, art of communication skills, art of designing, art of cooking, art of exercising, art of speech, art of relaxing, driving, art of
decoration,
packing, art of packing, art of yoga, art of construction, art of arranging things properly. For example, in the library, so many books are there. So to arrange them properly, art of management, how to manage, art of organization. There are many arts in the world. So Baba says, Baba has come to teach you the spiritual art. Not the physical art, not the material art, not the materialistic art, but spiritual art, non-physical art. And what is that art? Baba is saying, Baba takes you away from this world to that land of peace. Today's Murli has got question. They have the arrogance of science, and you have the arrogance of silence. Though arrogance is not a very good word here. And what is the difference? They spend so much money and they go into the space, yet they have fear of fall. The rocket may fall. And there is always a risk, lot of risk, peril is there all the time. Yeah. Here, you don't have any peril, any fear, and you go beyond because you drop the body here and then you go. So, Baba teaches us spiritual art. So, what is that spiritual art which Baba teaches us? One of the spiritual arts is healing. Healing. The drugless healing. The drugless therapy. Baba teaches us the art of healing oneself and healing others. We can heal our own diseases. Not just of the mind, body, but of the mind as well. So this is a spiritual art. Baba doesn't use any pathies. He has his own method of jnana to do healing. And this is the divine healing. This is the spiritual healing. This is one of the arts Baba has taught us. Even if we have some bodily ailment or disease, we use the power of yoga to heal it, to heal ourselves. And because of that, many of our sufferings are mitigated, decreased. So, one is the art of healing. Second is the art of purity, to become pure and to make others pure. This is the spiritual art which nobody teaches except God Himself. So He teaches us the art of becoming pure and making others pure. The third is the art of Sakash. He teaches us the meaning of and importance of vibrations. You sit at one place and you spread out, emit vibrations, and your vibrations will reach the whole world. But one thing is necessary for that. In today's slogan, it is the disinterest, unlimited disinterest. Without unlimited disinterest, dispassion, vairagya, you cannot do this service of Sakash. So giving Sakash is the spiritual art. Healing, divine healing, is the spiritual art. Becoming pure, it is not possible. It was not possible for anyone in this world to make us pure. Science can be a helpful tool in purity, but science alone can never make us pure. It is the silence power that is helpful in making us pure. Science could be a supporting hand, but all alone science cannot do this mammoth task. So Baba teaches us new skills, new art, new knacks, new dexterities, new expertise, new capabilities, new abilities, new flair, aptitude. That is art. Then, in the world, they teach art of speaking. Baba teaches us art of not speaking. Art of not speaking. You have spoken a lot. Now, learn to relish, enjoy the favor of this, the dish of silence. Garnished with solitude. Art of not speaking. In the world, they teach art of listening. Baba teaches us art of not listening. Not listening to the waste, not listening to the negative, not listening to the worthless, all the worldly things. That's a new art Baba is teaching us. In the world, they teach the art of seeing, how to see things. Baba teaches us art of not seeing. So don't see. Don't see. Don't listen. Don't speak. Don't smell. The art of non-smelling. There is odor. All odor in the world. You have no business to smell all that. So, the world is filled with obnoxious smell, fetid smell. Baba says, don't smell that. In the world, they have art of touching. Baba teaches us art of non-touching. Do not touch therapy. No touch therapy. Don't touch. It's known as no touch therapy. No touch. So these are the five senses. We'll come to that. Seeing, not seeing. Listening, not listening. Speaking, not speaking. Smelling, not smelling. Touching, but not touching. The new arts, new skills, hunar, which one has to learn here. The next, non-thinking. The world teaches the art of thinking. Baba says, asoch, don't think too much. It is because of your overthinking only. All these disturbances have occurred. So stop this overthinking business. Next, non-feeling. Too much of feelings, too much of emotions. Sometimes they are very, very dangerous. So Baba says, go beyond these feelings. Go beyond the sensitive nature. Don't become goddess of feeling. And then non-desiring. The world teaches the art of desiring. Baba teaches the art of not desiring things. Desire as less as possible. With as less as possible, as much as less things we can survive. That's an example of Mahatma Gandhi when he was in jail, and it was his habit to consume, to eat 10 almonds in the morning. So his fellow inmate in the jail, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, he asked him, you just take 10 almonds as a breakfast. Is it enough? Don't you think you need to make some change? The next day, Mahatma Gandhi, he orders only 5 almonds. So that Vallabhbhai, he asks him, what is this? I told you to make more, from 10 to 15. You have made from 10 to 5. And Mahatma Gandhi says, what does it matter? You said, is it enough? I thought over it and I understood that they were more than enough. So that's why I reduced them. The more we reduce our wants, the more happier we become. The lesser the wants, the more is the happiness. The more the wants, the more the desires, the more the unhappiness. So we can survive with minimal things. You know, minimalistic way of living. There is one way of living that is known as minimal. If suppose there is a room, that room will have just one bed, that's it. No pictures, no posters, no watch, nothing. As less things as possible in house. That is known as minimalistic way of living. I remember we had gone for some retreat somewhere, and the retreat was in one ashram which was rented by Brahma Kumaris, and there were many rooms in that ashram, but each room was so simple that it did not have anything except bed.
Not even almirah.
No almirah, nothing was there. That is known as minimalistic way of living. No table, no footstool, no sofa to sit, no flower pot, nothing, no cooler. That is known as, there is a door, there is a window. It may have curtain, may not have curtain, no need of curtains.
No water for
a minimal way of living, to live with as less things as possible. This is a room. As less things. So it's very tough. But one can try this. This is known as minimalist. So this is the art of non-desiring. Art of non-desiring. The next, art of being non-judgmental. Don't judge all the time. Because it's our habit to judge people. If we see somebody, we judge him. We immediately jump to conclusions. There is a person sitting, so we conclude, okay, he must be like that. We have that. Like, as we had shared earlier also, there was a woman sitting at the airport and she was eating her cookies, biscuits, and her packet was here. She was checking and eating. Suddenly a man came and sat there. Suddenly she noticed there is another man sitting there. And she was reading book. And that man also started eating her cookies. She used to take one biscuit and he is taking one biscuit. She is inside feeling, what an incourteous this man is. No manners, no etiquette. At least he should ask before eating. So she is taking one, he is taking one. He is taking one, then she is moving like this and making faces. Inside she is angry for his ill-mannered behavior. Then only one piece is left. Then that man takes that and he breaks it into two and gives one to her and takes half. And she stalks out from that place. And sitting in the flight, she is thinking, what sort of people are there in this world? They don't have even courtesy to ask. And then she opens her bag and she finds her packet of cookies. She was eating from his packet. So that is known as to jump the guns, to jump to conclusions. Without analyzing situations, we become judgmental. We try to judge people. Who are we to judge people? We are sitting at Amrit Vela and we saw somebody sleeping. Immediately we jump to conclusion, oh, he is useless. But do you know, he might be having fever. Still he is doing Amrit Vela. Still he came out of his bed and sitting there. What do you know, he might have remained awake throughout the night because of some pain, some bodily physical illness. What do you know about him? Something must have happened at his Laukik family and he was all the time calling here and there. What we know? We do not know who we are, what people are. So we cannot judge anybody, even because what is seen is not always true. What is inside is an entirely different story. For example, in one hospital, it was around 8 o'clock night, and one young man comes. He was wearing the navy dress as if he is searching for some of his patients. And the sister sees him and says, oh, you, come. Your father is here. And she brings that man to an old man who was on the bed. And he comes and he sits there. And he holds that old man's hand, which is all cold, calmy. So sister gives him a chair, and he sits the old man on the bed. And the sister says, okay, if you need anything, let me know. And she goes away. The man keeps on sitting there whole night, the young man. And that old man opens his eyes very heavily sedated because of the pains here and there, because of the cancer which has spread everywhere in the body, as if he is counting his last breath. And now he just dimly opens the eyes and dimly he sees his son sitting there and holding his hand. So the son keeps on holding the hand throughout the night. In between, sister comes and says, you can go and take rest. But that man, young man, hardly notices what sisters had said and he stays there whole night with that old man. And the night scene of the hospital. Moans and groans and pains and cries of patients on one side and jokes and pranks of staff on another side on the staff table. And the morning comes. and the old man's hand are dropped dead. The young man who is sitting there on the chair, he calls the sister, see what has happened. Sister says, oh, we knew this is going to happen. Your father is no more. The young man says, whose father? She says, your father. She says, he's not my father. Then why did you sit here whole night? So he says, since you made me to sit here, and I thought this man needs me, means this man needs his son, and he can hardly see, so I sat. Otherwise he is not my father. But he kept on sitting there, giving him love, a massage of love all night, a touch of being, belongingness. So the man says, he is not my father. I was just searching my patient, but you made me sit here. So I thought this man needs me, and I sat the whole night. So what is seen on the surface is not always the true thing. Truth is far beyond our vision and sight. So, being non-judgmental. The next art is art not to imbibe. Art of not imbibing. Not imbibe. Do not imbibe. Do not imbibe somebody's faults, somebody's defects. Imbibe only these specialities. That's it. Because we will see 100 negative things around. It's not necessary that we imbibe everything, all the negative. No. No need of imbibing anything which is negative. Then, next art. Art of people teaches the art of eating. Baba teaches the art of not eating. Non-eating. This is a new art. World teaches the art of walking. Baba teaches the art of non-walking. You don't have to walk. You have to fly. This is a new art. And that is the art Baba wants us to learn. And the last, 16th. The art of world teaches the art of hand. It is known as sleight of hand. The magician does it. Baba teaches the art of non-stealing related to hand. Do not steal. Acharya. What do we steal? Ideas. What do we steal? Philosophies. What do we steal? Somebody's mobile, what is there? Or to touch anybody's thing without his permission is stealing. A purse is kept, we are touching it, trying to tamper with it. That's also an art of stealing. Or taking the credit oneself when the credit belongs to the whole group. When the credit belongs to the whole group. That is also an act of stealing. For example, in hospital it usually happens that there is one doctor, then there are junior doctors, and there is a staff, and there are nursing staff, junior nurses, assistants, housekeeping staffs. Patient comes, he gets okay, and at the time of going he says thank you to doctor. Doctor says okay. He is taking all the credit upon himself. What he did, he was simply sitting. All the work was being done by the staff. The staff was all the time with the patient. Doctor was not all the time with the patient. The housekeeping staff was there. So it's shared. There's no one person doing anything here. So also in this yakya, it's not one person. For example, if any program happens, so there are a group of people, one are organizers, speakers, and then housekeeping staff. Imagine if housekeeping is not there. What? Then? If suppose a conference we arrange, but there is no water. Or we don't provide them rooms, good rooms. But we provide them with beautiful lectures. but no rooms, no good accommodation. Or we tell them that now 3 days you have conference, 3 days fasting, only fruits. They will run away. So it's a shared, multiple, so many, each and every brick has importance. So all are making some or other contribution. Some are contributing through the mind, through speech, some actions, behavior, gross, everywhere. So these are all the different spiritual arts. So today's essence is, sweet children, the Father has come to teach you spiritual art, Ruhani Hunar. Through this art, you go beyond the sun and moon to the land of peace. Om Shanti.